Blog Talk Radio.
California. Adam, don't go through him at that door. You might get fucking infected.
Yeah.
God knows how many people have put their hand on
the
door.
All the viruses going around.
That's right.
Yeah, we still haven't figured out our official name yet, either.
Yeah, yeah, that's all right.
It started as a temporary one, but I have a feeling it's going to just end up like...
You know what? These things seem to happen organically.
Yeah. I agree. I definitely agree with that.
Kind of like the gangrene that would develop from your hand if you cut it.
That's
on that
true.
Door.
Look how that goes full circle.
It totally goes full circle. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Just another episode. Just good old fun.
So we had a little Smash Bros. Tournament tonight. For those of you who don't know what Smash Bros. Is, it's Smash Brothers. It's a Nintendo 64 game. Actually, I think it was actually even a game before Nintendo 64 came.
Wait, what was
but the one we were playing was on Nintendo 64.
What was before 64? That was Sega?
No.
Or Super Nintendo?
Super Nintendo, yeah. Sega's
Sega.
Completely different, a different
no, I know,
entity.
But I'm saying in terms of as the different game systems came out, it was like...
Like the progression?
Yeah, like Sega came out before Super Nintendo.
Well, first it was Atari.
Right.
And after Atari, it was Nintendo.
Right.
And then
it was
Super Nintendo and Genesis and
right.
Sega Genesis.
Right.
And the PlayStation and the Nintendo 64 and so on and so forth.
And the Wii. And then the virtual reality, eventually.
And then the Oculus Rift, whatever the fuck
yeah.
That is. These kids with their god dang virtual reality.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
That's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. For my Mario Kart, if you ask me.
Yeah, I agree. Mario Kart is fucking awesome. Just let's get games. They need to do like an updated version. They probably already have, but...
Yeah, I'm sure they have.
For, like, the new systems, like Xbox and PlayStation, like, new graphics, new board, you know, levels or whatever. That'd be tight.
Should write them a letter.
Like,
dude, I got an idea for your next game.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? What are these guys are paying for? Wake up.
Exactly.
Get it together. Mario Kart 2015, what the fuck?
You have to pronounce it like
I,
that, too.
I need it. Like, what? Oh, Mario Kart? Yeah, dude, Mario.
That's what I'm saying, man.
That's the difference between the East and the West.
That's what it is.
It is. We say Mario, you say Mario. You know? Oh my god.
That's what it is, man.
Holy shit.
It's like Mario. I'm the difference, man.
Oh my god. That pen was great.
I concur.
You know what's interesting to me today?
Huh.
It's crazy. I mean, he's not a huge star, but it's funny to think that there are people who don't know who Doug Benson is. So I was talking to that dude earlier today, and he was talking about his buddy's hemp clothing line. I was like, oh, dude, your buddy should hit up Doug Benson and get, you know, like an ad on getting Doug with High.
Yeah.
Because it's a, you know, hemp product. And he was like, who's Doug Benson? I was like, what?
How the fuck do you smoke marijuana
and not know who Doug Benson is, man?
He's a goddamn messiah.
And fucking Dougie B.
I think you're probably the first person to ever call him that. I think you could probably go ahead and coin that right now. It's Dougie B. I'm pretty sure nobody has ever called Doug Benson Dougie B before.
He's a fucking gangster, man.
He is now.
That guy is fucking great.
Yeah.
He's a gangster.
I dig it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went and saw him on my fucking birthday. Actually,
I didn't.
It wasn't my birthday.
I wasn't there.
We went and saw Craig Robinson on my birthday. Yeah.
That's right. You and Sean saw Doug Benson. I didn't get to see him there. He'll be back, just like the rest of them.
He was high the whole time.
Yeah, of course. He loves being high. He is the highest person I know. I only started smoking like 4 or 5 years ago.
He's the highest person we know, and we don't even know.
That's how high he is.
That's how high he is.
That's how high he is. Oh, look, we got a little tree. A little tree branch.
Could be if we plant that, it'll be like a succulent, and it'll
that'd
just
be
like
awesome.
Start popping up out of the ground. Probably not, but
it won't. But that'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
That would be sick. If that's all you needed, and it only took 2 weeks. Well, if we're making up amount of time, why
1 week?
How about
if we're just making 10 seconds? Yeah.
Right?
If we're just making shit up. Why don't you just put it in the ground? There's a magic little
why do I try to give my imaginary situation a realistic time frame? Who cares?
All right. So this is fake, but I've got to make it seem somewhat plausible.
Right.
So
in order
to put a couple of restrictions on my own,
right.
My own fantasy.
We don't want to get crazy
fuck
here.
You having a fantasy?
Well, plant in the ground, weed in the hand.
Weed in your hand and in your pipe. And in.
And now you can have a wonderful night.
Yum, yum, yum. I'm talking about that.
We should make a song. Weed in my belly. I feel jelly. Oh. Weed.
Indeed.
Please, I'll have one. Oh yeah, that's what's awesome about it. This is the most. This is the most silent we've ever been on a podcast.
It really is, but
it's because
of the unmentionables.
Right.
That we consumed before.
That did it. Speaking of aviator sunglasses. Super Troopers 2, baby. It's coming.
And the greatest transition of all time goes to
Well, I saw them instead of actually talking about them first.
That is fucking true. There were just randomly a pair of aviator glasses on this table.
There were.
Makes sense, man.
There were.
Totally.
Super Troopers number 2.
It's coming out. Whether you guys like it or not, and there's a fucking, what is it, it's a GoFundMe?
Yeah, Indiegogo.
Indiegogo, and the prizes are fucking amazing.
Yeah, I wanted the VIP premiere shit, where you watch it with them on the tub. Well, fuck it. If I'm going to make up a fantasy, I might as well say I wanted them at
be
my
the
wedding.
Tree, man.
Or that. Or be the director.
you know what? I think a couple of those slots are still open, so maybe we should set up an Indiegogo.
Yeah, like the Heather guy,
the director.
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty sweet.
Yeah,
it'll be Super Troopers Gone Horror.
I almost said
they'll start killing
said
people.
Super Troopers Gone Hard.
No horror.
Super Troopers Gone Hard. It almost sounds like you said it with a Boston accent.
Yeah.
Super Troopers Gone Hard. High ride. High ride. Super Troopers Gone Hard. Harrod. Super Troopers Gone Hard.
Oh, shit.
That doesn't
sound like
to me. Right. Fuck you. Fucking Super Troopers Gone Hard. Fucking going super hot. Fucking super hot in the fucking patrol cars.
Oh my god, you're killing me here.
And they'll fucking pull you over. They'll fucking pull you over and they'll take you out of your fucking car. Take you out of your fucking car and put your head in the fucking ground. Right?
I like that. That would be a good movie.
It would be a great movie.
That would be
Super Troopers.
Gone Hard.
Southie.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's hot out here being a cap. Being a cap.
It's hot being a cap.
It's hot being a cap. It's fucking cold. It's super fucking wicked cold all the time.
It's hot being a cap.
It's fucking wicked hot being a cap.
It's hot being a cap.
It is.
Oh my god. What
a fucking big fucking joke. It's hot being a cap.
Oh my god. Amazing. Oh, remember earlier we were talking about something and said, oh, that'd be great to talk about on the show?
Yeah, but we always forget about that when we fucking start recording.
Yeah, I know.
So,
and we already spoke about that, how we were going to forget when we had to remind each other.
Christmas. It's my word for the fucking night.
It is. I agree. And now it's bugging me because I'm trying to think of what it was. Fuck, I won't remember.
We were talking about...
I won't remember.
Talking about.
Come on, people, call the fuck in. What the fuck are you doing?
Hey, fuck you. We only got 30 minutes. Don't call in. We don't want to fucking hear what you have to say.
Yeah, that's sort of true, too.
Call in when we have an hour-long show. Fuck you.
Yeah, we'll give you 1 minute. Yeah. We used to go fucking hours. Like, we've done 2 hours and shit.
We've done fucking 10 hours of shit before, man. We've done fucking unlimited hours on end every fucking time we ever felt like it. Nobody can ever tell us how many goddamn hours we can fucking do. All right?
That's true. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
It's so dark in here.
It is fucking super. It's actually really bright here. What the hell are you talking about?
The glass.
Oh, it's because you have sunglasses on inside.
Yeah, like put you in your own world.
Oh, man.
Of
oh, man.
Alice. Huh? I know, I just was rubbing the shit out of him.
It's super.
Yeah, he's just rubbing the shit out of him. They're itching the hell out of me.
Yeah, I wonder why.
It felt good. You know, sometimes you get a good itch and you're like, oh, it feels good.
Yeah, totally.
It's a good thing we didn't Skype.
It's totally a good thing we didn't Skype. Because there would be so much goddamn evidence.
Because we could still deny that this is actually us.
No, we can't.
Yeah, we can. We can always deny with recording. If you can't prove it was me,
I think you're just fucking us.
If you can't prove it was me,
they keep wrong you talk about it, how they can't prove that it's not us.
But then they
the
still
more
can't.
It makes us think that it's us.
No, but the more it makes us think that why, if it was really us, we wouldn't be talking about that.
But what?
It's like,
it
just keeps growing, dude.
That's true.
Oh.
Wow.
banana bread, man. Sometimes I really like it.
I love banana bread.
Sometimes you feel like banana bread, man.
Sometimes
you don't.
Pretty much the way I feel about it. Sometimes it's just fucking great.
Yeah, I agree. You know? Sometimes banana bread is like the best thing in the world. You're like, damn, this banana bread is
so good. Yeah, peaks after peaks.
So good. But then sometimes you're like, man, fuck banana
bread. Right. Yeah, this banana bread, what the fuck
is this banana bread?
My mind is not going to make banana bread.
Yeah.
Like, what the jack off was like, ooh.
And that's really what it is, right? You're like, ooh, I'm going to make banana bread. Like,
right. Fuck you, man.
No, it was fine as banana.
It was fine as bread and banana. Why are you going to go banana up your head?
Who would have thought of banana and bread? It's like if you take a banana and then you take a piece of bread and you mash it together, it's disgusting.
You know what happened is some motherfucker had some bananas, right? And they had, you know, some flour and some yeast. And their bananas got old, but they didn't have enough flour and yeast and shit. And they were like, oh, I'm just going to throw this old-ass banana in with this fucking bread, and I'm going to mix it in, and I'm going to trick everybody and make them think that I just made some bread. And everybody was like, oh, damn, this bread fucking tastes really
like bananas.
It's like really sweet. And they were like, yeah, they could do that shit.
Right.
That's probably what happened.
And then they named it banana bread.
I'm just speculating. But
I bet that's
probably
it probably happened in West Virginia.
I'm almost positive it probably didn't happen in West Virginia.
I think I'd have to say West Virginia.
You think they thought about that in West Virginia, man? I think they were fucking running on empty out there, bro.
I think that's why. They didn't have enough yeast. And he said, fuck it.
They were eating each other and shit out there, man.
Well,
someone thought as an alternative. Let's try this.
They were like,
thing.
They were like, with my human, I would like some banana bread.
Right. What goes well with a side of human?
Banana bread?
Banana bread.
I don't think their palates were that sophisticated yet.
I think they're about there.
Do you think
they're about ready for banana bread? Yeah. All right.
They're about ready for banana bread?
They're just about there.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe South Carolina.
What about the Donner Party, man? Do you think that they would have discovered banana bread?
To who?
The Donner Party.
Donner?
Yeah.
Who's that?
You don't know about the Donner Party, man? American settlers that were traveling across the Midwest, like on a route to California. I might be fucking wrong. This might be not the actual exact story, but the premise of what I'm saying is true. They were traveling, to a better place, let's just say that.
Right.
But theoretically, that's what they thought they were doing anyways. And they got caught in a fucking vicious fucking storm. They got caught in a really harsh climate.
Right. That sucks.
And they basically got stranded. And they had to wait it out until they could continue their travels. And basically, while they were camped out, like, they were starving, they ran low on food, and some of the members
sort
of cannibalism.
Yeah.
And it's like a famous story, like,
right.
You know, that you learned.
Yeah, I didn't know the
American history usually.
Right.
But you were in New York, you goddamn liberal, and they probably taught you a bunch of pussy bullshit that doesn't even really apply in real life. When I went to school in California, in Southern California, where they teach good Christian.
The real shit.
Good Christian,
right?
Conservative values.
Right.
They taught us.
About the cannibals.
About the guy with cannibals in the Donner Party. But apparently you missed that part, Adam.
I probably wasn't there that day.
Smoking your weed.
Probably. No, I didn't really start smoking heavy until, like, college. That's freshman year. Well, yeah, I should say heavy.
Yeah. Your freshman year in grade school?
In college.
So, like, fourth grade, fifth grade?
No, 13th grade, actually, if we're going by numbers.
So, like, 13 years old?
I said heavy. Back when I was really smoking.
So heavy, like 13 years old, for sure.
Yeah, 13, and started driving and drinking at 12.
Obviously.
And
running your own crew.
Fuck a crew. I was
one man
crew.
Army. Fuck it.
Oh, wow.
I once knew a guy named Crew.
Shot him. See, who says you need shit beforehand?
Chicken care.
You know?
Wait, what were we talking about?
I don't know. Wait. I don't know. But we got here somehow. Like, I couldn't recap, but maybe pit bits and pieces. I remember banana bread.
Pit bits and pieces.
That sounds like a new, like, bag of shit. Come get your bits and pieces.
It's a bacon strip.
Come get your bit and pieces. Get some pieces.
Bit, bit, bit.
Oh, wow, that's fucking great.
Taking care.
Wow, we. Yeah, it's just stuff, sorry. Fucking motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. That's the deal.
You want a break?
No, I'm good after this one.
Don't say that too loud.
They can't hear us. Oh, God. I'll edit that out. With my edit pen. Yeah. We're going to throw a
shout out to whoever invented this goddamn beautiful contraption.
Yes, shout out to that person.
It's a goddamn shame that I can't tell you who it is for fucking copyright and whatever kind of other laws I'm going to break by fucking mentioning their name. But
fuck them. Yeah, it is a good pen.
It is a great fucking pen, man.
It is.
It's solid, too. You could knock somebody out with this.
Yeah,
too.
Stick it in their eye.
Over those old fucking clubs that the cops would carry in Ireland and the UK. They would just smack dudes over the head with them. And
yeah,
them
man.
They were like a kind of wild.
Billy clubs.
It was before a Billy Club.
Before the Billy Club.
I can't remember what it was called.
Yeah. I know what you mean, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like...
Yeah.
It was like a hard rubber rod.
Yeah, at the end of it, it was like a little flappy-ish.
Almost, yeah. Like a little, like, give in it.
Right.
It would fucking crack you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what those are called. Did I know what you're talking about? If you know what it's called... Let us know. Email us at gmail.com.
Email us.
You'll find us. It'll get to us. Trust us. If you have any...
Maybe there's a message board that they can just post it on. That'd be awesome. We should set that up. We should set up a fucking message board.
Well,
where we do this and we can set up a goddamn
we
message
have,
board.
We have here. We could. If people were logged in, they could do that.
Yep, they could.
If
there were people logged in.
If they were logged in. Yeah.
Are we still? Yeah, we're good.
Ooh, can I try this?
Dude, how about it, brother?
Straight from Mississippi.
Dude, that thing is hitting heavy.
It is now, Seth.
Holy.
You know, I've been a big proponent of water pieces pretty much my whole life, but ever since I've been introduced to this, I think my mind is starting to fucking change.
Yeah.
I've seen the light.
Yeah, it doesn't fucking stink everything up. Even though I like, it's a good smell, but it's even better to not have any smell, really. It's pretty remarkable. I must say so. I must.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What? Kidding about what?
This is amazing.
Dude, I know. That thing's fucking sick.
It tastes really good, too.
Yeah. I really like it. And it's not harsh. It doesn't burn you. It doesn't...
It changed my fucking life,
yeah.
Bro.
It's like...
I feel old, man. All these fucking kids have already broken ground
on
this.
Dude, our kids are going to grow up on this. They're not going to
they're
going to
be smoking something completely different.
Yeah, but
they're
going
to be smoking fucking, like, air pipes.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, bongs and glass bowls are going to be so outdated. They're going to be like a fucking record player is today, you know,
yeah.
Or a typewriter.
That's true.
Even the record player that's
just look how far that, look how far this technology has come in such a short amount of time, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's amazing. Look at that hit you got. That's beautiful. That's a fucking work of art. What you just did right there?
Dude.
That was beautiful, man.
It's
amazing.
Thing. Thank you. This thing is remarkable.
It really is remarkable.
It absolutely is. It's something that every person should have.
At least once in their life.
No, like forever. Like, everyone should have.
I agree with
them. And they can use them at their leisure, but I'm saying everyone should own one of these and be able to just sit back and have a smoke and do something that you enjoy. Whether it's watch TV, play a game, read a book. It's amazing. Fucking amazing.
That's pretty beautiful, man.
It is. It is. Sleep nice.
Mm-hmm.
Last night I took a chug of some NyQuil.
Old school.
Yeah, I kind of did that. I did that the last three nights and then realized I need to chill with that. Because then my body's going to get used to needing that for sleep.
You know what? I went through a period of that, man. When I was sick for a long time,
right? And you,
I was taking NyQuil like every fucking night, man.
Yeah.
Like the best sleep.
Amazing.
90 seconds?
Yeah.
Don't you fucking tell me, lady.
It really
but it really is amazing.
Oh, do you know what that just reminded me of? Because I took that shit while I started a movie, and after I drank it, I was like, I'm not going to make it through, but... The movie was RoboCop, the new one.
The new one? Did you finish it?
Did you see it?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't finish it.
Oh, you should watch it, man.
Well, I fell asleep, but man, when they show...
It's pretty gnarly.
When they...
Did Quinn tell us this?
That was the most disturbing fucking thing, to see he's literally a head and lungs.
Yeah.
And a heart.
Yeah.
That's all he was.
Well, did you see that fucking
that was...
Jake Gyllenhaal holding the... I can't remember what it was called, but it was like he would repeat the same day over and over again.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, it came out like 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, I was
going to
say Groundhog Day. I thought
no,
that.
It wasn't Groundhog Day. Tom Cruise just came out in the recently, too, but that's neither or
okay.
It's very similar to
right.
But yeah, it's like kind of the same thing. Like, I don't know. That's fucking crazy, man.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Like, just seeing him. Looked like that. It was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
His original, he just got, like, shot up real bad. He still had his body, but, you know, they put the...
He wasn't dickless and fucking
right.
Completely
everything
a robot.
Right.
All
right,
before we go out, everybody, thanks for listening. If you fucking ever listen to this, otherwise,
you.
This has been Evil War Radio.
Yeah.
Until next time. Peace.